sometimes it's kind of a dangerous game when you come off and win over a big team like Pitt. You got the Big Ten schedule right after this. How do you avoid having a letdown against a team like ULM?
Well, we're just going to go out and prepare the way we always prepare, the way we prepared for Pittsburgh, you know, and we're going to practice hard every day and, you know, get ready to do our best on Saturday. And I'd like to think, you know, we don't ever prepare, you know, any other way than that.
They run a scheme that you guys may not have seen very much of it in the past. How hard is it to try and prepare for something that you have no history with?
You know, it can be difficult. You know, it's new terrain, but at the same time, we have a coaching staff that we're confident is going to put together great game plans. So right now, it's just about us bringing the right attitude to practice and go ahead and, you know, executing the game plan.
Talk about taking the energy from the win last week and, you know, putting it into this week and also the rest of the season. How do you do that?
Right. I think last week was a good building point for our team, and we're just going to try and build from it, and, you know, we had some success, but we also knew there were some things that we didn't do so well, so we're going to try and correct those and then try to, you know, again, improve upon the things that we did do well and really make those our strengths.
Talk about, did you look around that last game and say, boy, we're pretty young at linebacker?
Not too much. You know, I was too worried about the game, you know, too worried about the scoreboard, but I have confidence whoever's out there. You know, the coaches wouldn't put anybody out there if they weren't ready.
What was your reaction when you heard the news at first?
I was surprised.
Was it something that just completely caught you off guard then, or was it something that maybe was anticipated? Like, I mean, obviously I know you're not going to comment like on specifics.
I was completely caught off guard, I guess would be a fair say, but at the same time, Bruce is our teammate and he's an adult and we respect his decision.
How would you team ULM was able to hang with TCU? They played Florida State at the beginning. How important is it for you guys to go about doing the best that you haven't had in the last few weeks?
I think it's real important. I know that, you know, they've got some confidence. You know, they feel they know that they can play with, you know, echelon of teams in college football, and so we know that they're a good team, and we're going to have to play our best if we want to even have a chance to win that football game, and we're certainly not looking past that. We're just focused on improving and doing whatever it takes to win Saturday.
You're on the leadership.
Yeah.
What is it about Vandenberg and Nielsen and Daniels, who are the four guys you keep voting in as captains every week, that makes you guys continue to rely on them?
I think with those guys, you know what they get. They've been here a long time. All of them have been here at least 4 years. You know, they paid their dues. You know, they're examples of what you'd want to be, not only on the field but in the classroom. And it's something for us to aspire to. And it's just that respect through the things that they've done. And, you know, they've earned the respect of their teammates.
Is the voting even close? I mean, is there a fifth person that people are like, no, let's try and get him in?
But, I don't look at the voting results. You know, I cast my vote, you know, every week. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. But, you know, whoever we have out there, you know, we're confident. We've got a lot of leaders on this team, not just those four guys. You know, we strive to be.
Where did you see him based off the performance that he was able to have when he came in for Kyler on Saturday?
I think we saw a lot of good things. You know, he got his feet wet, you know, in a big game. And, you know, that's only good. You know, experience is only a good thing. And, you know, he's going to try and build off that and hopefully, you know, contribute to some more victories this season.
The coach was saying that Tyler would be a heck of a middle linebacker. Is that a position that what kind of goes through your mind when you hear that? Cause especially when you consider he's a guy that's been playing at Leo and training at Leo for all these years. And now if they say, okay, if something happens to you, he's going to be the guy coming in for it.
Yeah, I think he'd do fine in there. You know, he's multi-talented. I think he started at Will when he was here younger, so he's got some experience inside. And he's got all the tools he needs to be successful, and he's a great leader. So, you know, I would have no concerns if that situation were to ever transpire.
Is that something that they talk about with you guys, like, during the offseason, during camp, that is just, like, maybe flexibility? Like, I know, obviously, you're set at middle, but as far as, like, maybe them looking at you possibly having to shift if need be, if they felt it was in the best interest of the team?
Right. We do that stuff a lot, and we practice. So, you know, throughout these last couple of weeks, I've practiced at different positions and things. So we just try to have, you know, maintain fluidity with all three linebacker positions because there is a difference between the three. But at the same time, we're looking for guys that can do all of them and do all of them well. And that's something that, you know, the coaches do a good job preparing us for.
And part of the reason I ask that is just because they list Anthony as a guy behind Christian, but then he's able to come in for Tyler and play at the Leo position as opposed to being just back up the Will.
Actually, what happened is when Tyler came out, they bumped Chris out to the Leo position, and then Anthony came. That's good. I think it gives us flexibility. And again, you know, the more you know, the better you're going to be able to play. I think, you know, Chris and Anthony have done a great job, you know, adapting and learning multiple positions. And the coaches are obviously confident in their athletic abilities.